First, Wisconsin's annual gun deer season wrapped up yesterday, and for a lot of hunters who took part, that meant getting their deer tested for chronic wasting disease, or CWD. But state data shows the number of deer with CWD in Wisconsin is continuing to rise, raising questions about how effective the state's response has been at stopping the spread. Rich Kramer is a WPR News reporter based in Eau Claire. He's the author of a new report looking into CWD, co-produced with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. You can find that online at WPR.org. Rich, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Great to be here, Rob.
Well, before we dig into your new reporting on this, remind us what CWD is and the effect it has on deer.
So CWD is shorthand for a disease that is known as a transmissible spongiform encephalopathy. It's a mouthful. So chronic wasting disease is a degenerative brain disorder that affects cervids, which are basically deer, elk, moose, etc. And the disease is caused by what are known as prions. They are misfolded proteins that, when ingested by a deer, it causes a decline in the animal. And generally, clinical signs will show up in a deer about 2 years in. So deer that have been spotted with this disease in the later stages, they lose their fear of humans, they drool, they basically don't act like deer do, and eventually they waste away, they lose weight, and they die. The disease is always fatal for deer.
And over the last few decades, Rich, the story has changed from will CWD come to Wisconsin, when will CWD come to Wisconsin, and then how much can we contain its spread? Can you talk about how it is spread around the state?
Well, that is still, so the general understanding is that CWD is transmitted between deer through bodily fluids. When an animal defecates or urinates, the prions are shed from that sick deer. It's also thought that the CWD is transferred from nose-to-nose contact or animals eating from the same piles of food. So that's one way. Also, hunters can transport the disease. In the old days, you used to shoot your deer in one place, throw it on the car or the truck, and head to a different location. And when the deer are butchered at home, generally, in the past, sometimes hunters would throw the carcass in the woods. So it's thought that human movement causes it. Also, the disease spreads naturally through contact between animals.
A big part of your new reporting on this, Rich, has to do with these deer farms, these places that raise deer often to allow people to come on and for a fee hunt those deer. How do they fit into the CWD puzzle?
Well, when CWD was first discovered back when we had our first positive test in 2002, since then, some people have pointed to the deer farming industry as maybe one of the causes or a vector for this disease to spread, because deer farms, and it's 380 or so of these operations around the state, and a lot of people don't even realize they exist. So, as you mentioned, deer farms, there are breeding farms that raise deer for sale straight to slaughter for venison. There's also deer farms that do sell their deer to these game farms, these hunting ranches, where hunters can go in and get a trophy buck. So a lot of hunters have kind of pointed their finger to the deer farming industry as maybe how it got here or how it's being spread. That is uncertain right now, as especially for a cause of why it came here. But there's more and more concern because there's just an increasing number of positives that are coming out of these farms.
And how does Wisconsin compare to other states when it comes to regulating these deer farms and CWD?
Well, in 2013, there was a big change. So the USDA oversees nationally deer farming, and they also look into CWD outbreaks at these operations. And in the past, in Wisconsin, before 2013, any deer farm that tested positive was depopulated. That's a fancy term for saying that regulators come in and kill all the animals, they disinfect the property, and then they reimburse the owners for the livestock that they lost. Because, even though we're talking about deer, with regards to deer farming, they're considered livestock. Something changed. There was a quiet change at the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection in 2013, which allowed some farms to continue operating. They don't all continue, but right now there are 9 positive facilities that are in operation, and 7 of those have seen an additional positives.
And the governor had recently suggested emergency rules regulating the deer farms. What were they, and what happened to them?
So there was 3, basically. So the governor called on the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, also known as DATCAP, and the DNR, the Department of Natural Resources, to create 3 emergency rules. The one would have banned movement of live deer from deer farms within counties that are listed as CWD affected. It would have also banned hunters from moving deer carcasses, for the most part, outside of CWD affected counties. Think of areas like Iowa County, which has had a lot of CWD cases. It's considered one of the hot spots. And then finally, the governor also called on the agencies to require additional fencing at all deer farms. Right now, deer farms at a minimum have to have a single 8-foot-high fence. This would have required either a second fence of that kind or else electrical wires going around. The idea is to try to keep nose-to-nose contact from happening with deer between deer inside and outside of the fence. But that the only rule that made it through was the additional fencing requirement. The DATCAP board of citizen board that oversees the agency took no action at first. They're working on rules now. The DNR also got a legislative committee that oversees agency rules, got rid of the hunter ban on carcasses, and then though the fencing rule does exist, it was amended to give deer farmers until September of next year to comply when the rule itself gets deleted in February.
So it sounds like not much is changing. Now we've got the governor, the legislature, the DNR, DATCAP all involved, plus some federal regulation. You write that some people are a little frustrated that the efforts against CWD haven't been coordinated well enough.
Yeah, some hunters are quite fed up with the DNR for not the DNR and DATCAP for not being more aggressive on CWD in general. One group, it's a citizen advisory group that advises the DNR. It's called the Wisconsin Conservation Congresses. The delegates have long called for more action on to slow the spread of CWD in the wild herd, and also they've called for things like fencing, double fencing at these deer farms. So yeah, there's frustration. But then on the other side, you've got a number of hunters that aren't that concerned about the disease. It's really interesting that on one side, some people say it's a direct threat, could pose a huge problem for the state's deer hunting tradition as a whole. Others don't think it's as bad as people say it is.
And for deer that test positive for CWD, nobody's supposed to eat them, right?
Well, the Federal Centers for Disease Control say that it's uncertain. There have been some studies that have shown it could be possible, but it's uncertain that humans can contract CWD from eating infected venison. But if the deer tests positive, the CDC recommends against it.
And one thing in your reporting I hadn't seen before, Rich, some deer farmers in particular are hopeful that there might be deer who are maybe more genetically resistant to
right.
CWD.
Yeah. One farm in particular, one game farmer, his name is Greg Fleece. He's over in near Rosholt, and he's working with a researcher out of a Midwestern university in Arizona, and they are studying they found, and researchers in general have found, that certain genetic markers in deer show some resistance to the disease. So this individual's goal is to try to breed a herd that is resistant, and he thinks it could be a solution to the issue. But other research shows that resistance takes a long time to build up, certainly more than 5 years, which is what the deer farm owner is hoping for. But also that while some genetic markers show that deer are resistant, it's still a fatal disease to any deer that contracts it.
Rich, very briefly as we wrap up, do you expect to see new efforts from the state given that the problem keeps growing?
Well, deer hunting, or the state's deer herd, is a really political animal, pardon the pun. But so the state has been resistant to make any large changes that would make it harder for hunters to do what they do. Also, there's been a certain amount of resistance from the deer farming industry to any new regulations that they say would cost them a lot of money and put them out of business. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when there's a new governor in town. The legislature is still, controlled by Republicans. A lot of those don't want to make any drastic changes. So we'll see. That's Rich, the short answer.
Rich, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's WPR reporter Rich Kramer, based in Eau Claire, talking about his reporting on chronic wasting disease in Wisconsin's deer herds. Find more at WPR.org.